My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another episode of the Inside United podcast. With us today is Kathy DeCampos. Who is Kathy DeCampos? We're so grateful to have her here. She works here at Ambassador Bible College. She is the administrative assistant. She's the assistant to the admissions office and also the assistant to the registrar. Anyway, with all of that, I want to say hello, Kathy.
Hi, so good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. We're looking forward to our discussion here today. Kathy, tell me about the job that you have here at ABC. We're just, many people see you there and they know you do a lot of different things, but we want to hear it from you.
Okay, thank you very much. I do a little bit of everything. The first thing in the morning, I like to welcome the students. I like to give them a hug and just to make, you know, the environment very welcoming. And I also try to keep the attendance each day for each student, and we have an online program that we do this. Also, I'm assistant in the admissions office, and we help to process new applications. I also help to grade and record assessments in some classes, also to help them meet the needs of the instructors here at ABC. Also to develop a good working relationship with the staff. Basically, I find we basically work with most of the staff and the faculty in ABC and with the home office. So it's really important, I feel, to develop a good relationship with everyone here at the home office. I also help to assist each student to grow in their ABC experience. I feel this is really important to develop a good working relationship with each student. My job also consists of different planning events, such as orientation, welcoming the students when they first come in to ABC, helping to plan the charity auction, which will be going on shortly. And that's actually involves a lot of work. And also finally, graduation. So it's a lot of planning throughout the year. And basically speaking, everything overlaps one another. Even when, you know, like I feel sometimes as if we have we have plates and we're trying to juggle these plates. You know, have you ever seen the juggler?
Mm-hmm.
That, the juggler has about 5 different plates, and then you try to keep all of them up, you know.
Spinning.
So that's kind of how we are at ABC. And last but not least, once ABC is finished, we still have ABC Continuing Education. So we bring a group of people in that are very interested in, you know, the ABC program, and we do a mini sampler of ABC, and that's mm-hmm. a week-long program. And that concludes the year. But then as soon as we finish, then it's time to begin now for the next year. So we do everything now to start admissions and welcoming students in for the following year.
One thing about Kathy is that in all of these things, she talks about planning these events. She actually does on some of these events, you know, that go through the day. She's up early and comes, you know, setting things up. And at the very last, you know, the dedication is just very, very apparent.
Thank you. In addition to all this, as I mentioned, I'm here and there and everywhere. I also enjoy very much helping out in the kitchen with Micah. I find it's very rewarding to work with him. I really enjoy working with food, and I enjoy assisting in the kitchen. So
yeah, we heard that you make the salad bar every day.
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. Making sure that everybody gets a fresh salad every day is, uh-huh. you know, very important. So. Mm-hmm.
That's been one of the nice features about lunch at ABC is that it's a lunch, but it's got a fantastic salad bar.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we try to vary it as well, mm-hmm. too, so you don't get stale with it and you can get a variety.
Well, I'm just glad that you've got olives.
Yeah, good, good. I'm so happy about that. The other thing that I find very rewarding as well, too, is from time to time I do assist on the front desk at the mm-hmm. reception with, for Chelsea. If she has to go away or if she's ever sick, then I step in and I help her. It's really very rewarding to pick up the phone and to hear from so many different people and to hear about their love for God and the truth and how they want to, you know, learn.
Well, one thing, too, in addition to all of this, on top of everything, George is also the pastor of the church in Lexington, Kentucky, which is 100 miles or so away from here. So he does that. That's his weekend job. That's his weekend. Kathy is also a pastor's wife, you know, in that sense. Anyway, they have many, many jobs, and I'm just amazed as to how well they juggle it. I mean, they do all those things, and it seems like it just runs very smoothly and seamlessly.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
How has your job changed over time, Kathy? You know, from when you started. You said you worked here. Your first time that you worked here was 2006, and then you didn't work for three more years. Then in 2010, you started working again and have worked until the present time. So, what have you seen as a difference or some of the changes that have taken place from ABC, your work from 2010 to the present?
I think the way that it's changed the most is that there's been more focus on developing quality leadership in each student. You know, the way that we've approached ABC now, we've developed the higher standard of education content, but also how we approach each student and how we develop their potential.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they leave, they are basically trying to be the best version of themselves. That mm-hmm. is actually our job.
Now, the classes have varied in size. I think that back in the 2010 era or so, the classes were bigger. You know, I have been part of the faculty here the last 3 or 4 years, so I've been here as part of the smaller classes that have come in. What have you seen in the difference in the classes from the era, from the years, and also from the size? Or has there been too much difference?
I think the basic difference has been in the students. I find they're much more mature now than when they come in, and they have more of a sense of responsibility. Many of them come in with already degrees, and they have a sense of what happens at a higher education institution. So I think mm-hmm. that's one of the biggest things. And they're prepared to assume that responsibility. It just amazes me how they can assume that responsibility, and they take it with great gusto, actually. I just want to give a shout out to, and I just want to credit Mr. Gary Antin as well too, because a lot of what we do at ABC, it actually reflects on him. He actually, was here, and he actually brought in a lot of these different things, and we have continued down the years to actually try to maintain that standard.
Well, Gary Antin is a legend at ABC. I remember when he was brought in from Canada, but then when ABC started in 2000, he was brought down here, and he was terrific. He just had a way with people, with the students, as a faculty member at Ambassador College, Big Sandy, Texas, and his shadow is still over ABC.
Yes, well, a lot of what I do is still a lot of what Mr. Antin brought in. Mm-hmm. We try to maintain a high standard at all times, whether it be with the instructors teaching, or whether it be in the way that we approach the students. But the most important thing is that we try to represent godly standards mm-hmm. in everything we do. And we try to represent ABC in a very high regard. One thing I've really enjoyed is having the students over to our home and having the students come into my office and they talk to me. That has been some of my very favorite things with them.
Yeah, I know that I see your office. I try to, after class, to stop by to talk to you a little bit, but the student's already in there. Of course, that's where the mailboxes are. But I know that they want to talk to you, and you're kind of like a mother to some of them, and you're always there talking with them. But that has been part of the unnamed job description that you've had.
Yes, my standard is that I help each student to grow into the best version of themselves. That mm-hmm. is actually what my goal is, and to get to know them and to develop a relationship with them. And that's, I feel, that develops that high standard.
Well, the newer mission statement of Ambassador Bible College speaks to becoming a person who goes and does things of service after they leave. And as we study the Bible in an expository way, it's not just to know what the Bible says, but what it says to you. It says to you about changing your life. Is God speaking to you? And that's how we have taken the Bible, and our faculty is well aware of that. You've been well aware of that. Everybody who works with ABC is working towards helping to build the best possible
Absolutely.
Version of that person.
Absolutely. And I've always said to the students, I have an open door policy. Come and talk anytime. And I really enjoy that.
Well, it's been very, very, very apparent. Kathy, what are some of your fondest memories from working at ABC. I'm sure that you have lots of stories over these 12 years that you've worked here about ABC.
You know, wherever I go, I just find that we go to a church area, and there'll always be somebody that's from ABC, and they'll come up to me and give me a big hug and want to talk to me and remember ABC, our ABC year, or their, you know, ABC times. And I just find that's also very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and George are about to move on from your employment here, and now we're getting to maybe the little bit of the sad part of our talk today. And yet it's a joyful part because you'll be moving on to another stage in your life and in your service to the church. But you and George are moving on to Dallas, Texas, where George will become pastor, and you will be doing what you have always done, being a pastor's wife. But the church will be a little bit different. That will be your main focus. Now, everyone knows, maybe not all of our listeners, that George is also the director or the coordinator of our work of the Portuguese language, and has done just a tremendous job. George grew up in Mozambique, which was Portuguese speaking, migrated to South Africa and now over here. And he'll be doing pastoral work in one of our significant churches in the United States. But with that introduction, tell me how you feel about it and what are you going to be doing and how you can describe it.
Well, I think you know how I feel. I know. It's really bittersweet. It's I have loved my job here. I love interacting with everybody. And I knew I was one day going to retire, but I didn't think it was going to be like this.
This isn't retirement.
This is not retirement. By the way, it's not retirement at all. Correct. But that is correct. George and I will be serving three churches down in Dallas. We'll be serving in Dallas and Fort Worth and Lawton, Oklahoma. And I must say that we're very excited to be able to go and serve God and serve God's people there.
Now, you have children there, right?
Oh, yes. This is the plus of this whole thing. We have three of our five children who live in the Dallas area. And we have eight of our 11 grandchildren are there as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, going back and spending some quality time with our children and our grandchildren. One of the other things that I hope to be doing that I'm already doing now, but maybe do a little bit more, and that is continue to study the Portuguese language. I try to make it a part of my day, every day, to study Portuguese. I'm not really conversational yet, but I hope to one day be able to carry a full conversation on with somebody.
Kathy, what do you think you'll miss most about your work here? You kind of said that a little bit, but what do you think you'll miss most?
You know, as I mentioned, this is very bittersweet. I have enjoyed every single day. I love getting up in the morning. I love coming to the home office and just being able to greet everybody and to talk to everybody. I think just being able to interact with all of you and knowing that, you know, the day I get up, I won't be doing that anymore. So it'll be different. I mean, we'll be coming back to visit from time to time, but it just won't be and just to be able to interact with the students as well, to give them a hug each day and to sit down and talk to them, to watch their growth. Mm-hmm. I think those are the kind of things that I'll miss the most.
Well, I know that if I come in to work at a particular time when the students come in, I know Kathy's there, you know, to give them all a little hug, you know, to give them all a little start. And that's not in her job description, but it's a part of her nature and part of the way that she has interacted with the students has been wonderful. Well, thank you to our audience for joining us today. Please tell your friends about our podcast, which can be found on the homepage of the United Church of God. Go up to the main menu bar, click or tap on the podcast button. You can find us on your favorite Android or Apple app. Also, you can find us on the Spotify platform. So we'd like to hear from you. We always enjoy mail from our listeners. You can write to us at podcast@ucg.org. podcast@ucg.org. So thank you for joining us. Come back soon for more. Have a great week.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.